Hello, sir. You summoned a succubus?
I hope I'm not too late. The stupid map app sent me in the wrong direction. And I guess the A-line train is down. So I ended up going all over the town before I finally figured out how to get here. I probably am too late though, aren't I? I imagine you found some human to satisfy your needs. Or maybe you jacked off while you were waiting? No? Oh wow, then you must be really hard up. But that's why I'm here. Well, that and the whole taking your soul business too. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to mention that. Forget that I said anything about that, okay? Now, let's get back to business. Let's get that cock of yours out, so I take care of you, yeah? Wow. Such a handsome cock. Now, let's see. I'm just supposed to get down on my knees and wrap my hands around it, right? Oh, it's so warm. At school they have us practice on dildos, but they're not as warm as this. And your skin slides up and down over the hard part. That is so cool. The dildos at school don't do that. I like how your balls swing while I do this too. Not all dildos at school have balls, but even if they do, they're nothing like these. The real thing is way better. If you don't mind me saying, your balls are so soft. Oh my gosh, I just want to cuddle them. They feel so nice against my cheeks. And really nice against my lips. I had no idea that a real cock would be so much better than a dildo at school.
What's that?
Yeah, it's my first cock. But don't you worry, I know what I'm doing. I'm the top of my class at succubus school. Everyone says that I'm going to be a star after I graduate. They voted me most likely to succeed at sucking souls out. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant most likely to succeed at sucking cock. Yeah, that's right. I'm a succubus student. Why do you think I'm wearing the school girl uniform? You don't think succubi walk around dressed like this normally, do you? I really should have gone home and changed. But my supervisor at work texted me at the last second and one of the girls called in sick. So I had to get over here as quick as I could. No time to waste when there's a soul to... no time to waste when there's a human who needs to get off. But enough talking. I just want to enjoy these balls for a while. Is that okay? And I'll keep rubbing your cock while I'm down here loving your nutsack. But don't worry, if you come, I'll make sure it gets all over my face. That's what you humans like, right? You like to plaster a girl's face and come? That's what they taught us at school. Actually, Cum Shots 101 was one of my favorite classes. I got an A on my final project. The topic? It was an examination of whether or not you can steal a human soul by letting them blast your spunk all over your face. Unfortunately, my conclusion was a no. So that means if you want to shoot your creamy goodness on my cute little nose and my chubby blushing cheeks, you'll just have to come again afterwards, okay? Yay! Let's go! I'll aim it right at my face, okay? And I'll jack you off just like how they taught us at school. This is harder than I thought it would be. The videos they show us in class don't make it seem this difficult. And I can sense that you want to come, but I can't get you across the finish line. I guess I need a little bit more practice.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to practice on you a lot. Thanks for offering. But for now, maybe you could give me a demonstration? I understand that you're quite talented at beating your meat. My supervisor says that you've had lots of practice. She says you jack off twice a day, sometimes three or even four times. That's why she was okay sending me here. She figured you're horny enough that you'd be an easy target for an inexperienced girl like me. Oh, no, no, don't be embarrassed. All humans are horny. Okay, you might jack off a little bit more than most, but that's okay. With balls like these, I don't blame you. So how about that demonstration? I'd like to watch your technique. Maybe I can write a paper about it for class? Oh, you use both hands. Nice. We had a big debate in class about whether to use one hand or two. Looks like you're firmly in the two-handed camp. And I really like how you aim it right at me. That's so sexy. Come on now, my horny human. Bust your nuts all over my sweet, innocent succubus face. You're closed, I can tell, but I think maybe you need me to give you a countdown. Okay. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, yes. Come all over me. Shoot your semen on my face. Wow. That was awesome. So much cum. I think I have a lot I can write about for my next paper now. I think I'll call it Hand Over Fist, the proper method for masturbating a human cock. I bet I'll get an A. Now about that second cum. It looks like your cock has gotten all small. It's kind of cute like this. They taught us at school that the best thing to do to make a human get hard again is to kiss and suck his cock. Do you think that will work? Okay, I'll try. The saliva of a succubus has magical properties. It can make even the limpest dick hard. And now, I'm gonna fuck your soul out of you. Come on now, it's not that bad. I've lived 20 years without a soul. You'll be just fine. But just to make you happy, how about I sweeten the pot? So, you know that yours is the first cock I've ever touched, right? Well, guess what? That's right. I'm a virgin. Yours is gonna be the first cock I've ever fucked, too. And I know you can't turn that down, even if it means you're going to lose your soul. Now sit in that chair and let mommy climb on your lap and fuck you to the gates of heaven. Or maybe down to the gates of hell. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Your cock is so big. It barely fits in my tight little pussy. It's totally worth it, isn't it? Who wouldn't give up their soul for a sex like this? I know I would. If I had a soul to give up, that is. Oh, I can't wait to feel you shoot your huge load into me. I know you already came once, but don't worry. You know how my saliva is magical. Oh, Oh, my pussy is even more magical. She's gonna suck all of your cum out of you. More cum than you've ever imagined you could make. You're going to have the greatest orgasm of your life. You're going to pump an enormous amount of cum into my tiny, tight, virgin pussy. Are you ready? Oh yeah, you're ready. So come on, give it to me. Give me your cum.
Give me your soul.
Oh yes, I can feel your soul leaving you and entering me. Feed me. Feed me your everlasting soul. Please. Well, that was pretty fucking awesome, wasn't it? It seems like you've been rendered speechless. And soulless, too. Don't look at me like you're so scared. You'll be alright. You might feel bit like an empty vessel, but you'll get used to it and you'll feel complete again, at least for a little while, when you and I are having sex. And I promise you, I'll be coming to visit you a lot. I can already tell that you're anxious to be inside me again. Oh well, will you look at that? I just got another text from my supervisor. It looks like there's another horny human with a soul to steal. I hope he's as easy as you were. Gotta run. See you soon.